This is F.M. Perry, and I want to thank you for joining us for this program. The subject of today's program is the unseen things. The Apostle Paul said in his 2 Corinthian letter, "For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are unseen are eternal." The Holy Bible introduces us to concepts which theologians sometimes call metaphysical concepts. Metaphysical concepts, by definition, are not based on hard physical science. For instance, the biblical concept of one called the Almighty God is deemed to be metaphysical because no one has actually seen God with their eyes or with any of the senses of the flesh, and no one has detected God with scientific instruments. The same is true concerning biblical concepts of certain words like spirit, soul, the word heaven, the word hell, angels or demons, and even the word Satan. No one has ever seen these things or these beings with their eyes, and science has never detected any of them with instrumentation. The so-called metaphysical things, then, are not temporal. Actually, the metaphysical concepts are things that the Bible speaks of as things that are not seen. They exist, but they are not seen in any material or physical sense. Paul informed us, "The things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." So the Bible declares that some things exist which are not seen, and they are eternal. I want to start a series of discussions about some things which are not seen. The Bible simply calls them spiritual things. So I'll do the same and refer to them as spiritual things. Actually, the spiritual things I want to discuss with you are three spiritual gifts which God gives to all people who endeavor to live the Christian life. The Apostle Paul enumerates them in his 1 Corinthian letter as faith, hope, love, these three.